So here we go. This is where the dreams begin for many a North Walian and Mid Wales team. It is round one of the JD Welsh Cup, and this is the preview podcast with Mark Webber and Dean Jones joining me later to assess six games that he's handpicked that he thinks will be well worth watching. Where will the Davids be? Where will the Goliaths be? We'll find out soon enough. Also, we'll hear manager comment and player comment from, get this, 1876 Bangor, Brumbo, Coedpoeth, Holyhead Hotspur, Llanrhaid y Mochnant, Mould Alexander, Mynydd Isa, Nantlle, Prestatyn, Queen's Park, Rhyd y Mwyn, and Rhyl. If that's not enough for you, I don't know what is. We won't be covering all the games, of course, otherwise we'd be here for hours. But first, let's get to a man who knows exactly what it's like to lift that Welsh Cup. Mike Parker from Prestatyn talking about how he feels about the trophy and their chances against Llanrhaid.
I think, along with its prestige and everybody always talking about the Welsh Cup, it's for every team competing across all the leagues in Wales, it's a great opportunity to go and actually see what you're about against, maybe a Welsh Premier League team if you get drawn against them, or if you're playing against teams in your own league or travelling down south, wherever it may be. But I think for me, because I've been fortunate enough to already win it, I know what it brings to the joy to a community, supporters, just the players and the coaching staff and the management, just all the, you know, just the prestige alone of winning the Welsh Cup and the glory that the monetary value and going to play in Europe. It's just one of those things that every player who's playing in the Welsh leagues just thrives and always wants to try and achieve and do well, progressing through the rounds and then maybe seeing where they end up. We know how difficult Llanrhaid will be. Playing them away, I think it's the first time that we've ever played them. We know a lot about them anyway because we've already played them this season. First game of the season in that cup. We know that they're a group of honest lads, hard-working lads. So we're looking forward to the occasion, but also looking forward to going there and trying to make sure that we get the job done.
And what a great start Llanrhaid and Mochnant have had in the Cymru North. Only fair then that we hear from Mark Griffiths about how he's going to take on Prestatyn.
When I first seen the draw, Prestatyn at home, I was head in hands, I'll be honest with you. But I seen the reaction of the players on the WhatsApp group after, and it was all positive. They were buzzing. They can't wait to have a go at Prestatyn. We all know they're flying at the moment, but hopefully we'll be able to bring an end to their run. I've watched Prestatyn probably more than I've watched any other team in our league this season. And yeah, we all know their qualities. They're strong all over the park, but I think there is places where we can get at them, and at the Theatre of Trees, you just never know.
So Dean Jones has got his eye on all things North Wales football. I've asked him to pick six ties which he likes the look of, not just Cymru North teams, can be the teams from the other leagues as well. So we'll start at the top. Which is the biggest tie which has caught your eye, Dean?
I think the tie of the round, from a fascination point of view for me, is Llandudno going to Holywell Town. This is a real trap game for Llandudno, given how well Holywell have started the season. Their manager Johnny and Dave Sweet and everyone there conducted themselves so well during the summer, given all that was going on with their uncertain status in Tier 2. But they've managed to assemble a really, really powerful squad, full of experience with Sam Jones and obviously Mark Connolly, who came out of a brief retirement to join the fold. And he's been in tremendous form of late as well, operating at a lower level. Llandudno are going to have to be at it, otherwise they're going to get bounced out. They'll have a hard time emerging from that banana skin with a passage to the next round, I think.
And let's get the inside track from that game. Here's John Hasselden from Holywell.
Yeah, we're all looking forward to the game. As soon as the draw was made, it was Llandudno at home. There was some real buzz around the tie, you know, with the players and the supporters were all excited for them. I think they've got four players that have been with me previously in the squad. And obviously we've got Mark Conley that was at Llandudno last year, who's in good form for us this year. So I think that'll add a bit more spice to the tie. From our point of view, you know, we're fully aware how tough the game will be. Obviously them coming down from the Welsh Premier League last year, they've got some great individual players, you know, match winners on the day that we have to be wary of. We also know that, you know, mistakes against good teams, you know, will get punished. But, you know, we're playing some good football at the moment. Confidence is high. We're at home. You know, hopefully there'll be a big crowd behind us. And there's always an upset, you know, in cup competitions. And, you know, we're hoping that, you know, if we play above ourselves and, you know, the things go our way, that we can we're quite capable of causing one. You know, the pressure is on Llandudno. Like I say, them coming down, they'll be expected to do well on all fronts this year. And, you know, we our main focus is just to give a good account of ourselves, make it as awkward as possible, and try and get ourselves in the act for the next round.
Now, Bangor City are never out of the headlines. They have a new manager. And what will he think, indeed, of going to Nevin this weekend?
It's going to be a bit of another culture shock for Italian and other international players that are there. I mean, this will be the, hard to say, worst ground, because that's a bit of a slight on Nevin and their ambitions. But they definitely won't have experienced anything like this in their Tier 2 games so far, and certainly not in the Nathaniel MG Cup. So it's just a case of how they react, really. If Nevin are physical, if they can keep them contained for the first sort of 20, 30 minutes or so, we've seen how that can frustrate them in a way. I mean, you've seen in a lot of Tier 2 games this year involving Bangor that they do sort of have trouble in the final third finishing. And it's cost them points, as you saw against Rhythm last week. Dominated possession for long periods, couldn't really get that elusive second goal, and they got punished late on with a fantastic strike from Guion Owen. So this is another very, very intriguing one. Like I say, I'd be surprised if Bangor didn't win. But like I say, if Nevin can be physical, if they can be organised, if they can match them in work rate, then it's another one that they'll definitely fancy their chances in.
Now, let's concentrate on some games that Dean hasn't picked up, but I think they're interesting nevertheless. Dufferin Nantlle are taking on Rhyd y Moyn. So let's hear from both managers. Daniel Bell from Nantlle Vale first.
For a club like Nantlle Vale, the financial side of the cup is massive. For me as manager, for the players, it's massive for us to get as far as we can, to get the club's name out there and to get our names out there as individuals. I don't know much about Rhyd y Moyn. They've only just come down to play at our level recently, so I'm expecting a well-drilled side, going to create his problems, but we're hoping to be on the front foot as it's our home tie and take the game to them.
And then the Rhyd y Moyn manager, Anthony Weaver.
So we've progressed through two prelims to get to this stage, and we're really, really looking forward to the game. It's a big test for us. Being in the first round of the Welsh Cup is a privilege as well, as it's a great competition, the biggest competition in Wales to be in, so we're going to be more than up for it. I've got a young squad, and we're hungry for success. They're driven, they're determined. They've still got lots to learn, but through myself and the coaches, we're instilling a good tactical base for them to progress, and progression that we've shown over the last 18 months has been fantastic.
Well, what a chance to cause a cup set for Mynydd Isa, off to play Llanfair United. Mynydd Isa, of course, in the Welsh National League, Division 1. Let's hear from James Holyoake.
We go into the game full of confidence and in really good form in the league and the cups. In the Welsh Cup itself, we've had two extremely good results, beating teams from higher divisions in both rounds. In the first qualifying round, we beat Llanuwchllyn 5-1 at home. And in the second qualifying round, we went away to Denbigh Town, who were in last year's Cymru Alliance, and we beat them 3-2. Probably one of the best results, if not the best results in the club's history. So we know on our day, we're a match for anyone.
Now, as ever, we're looking for the banana skins. Who are the big boys that are going to fall? And Porthmadog have had a stuttering start in the JD Cymru North. They've got to watch themselves this weekend in the Cup then, make sure they're not on the wrong side of the headlines.
Porthmadog go to Llanberis, who are just a league below them, and it's always a difficult place to go and play. I'm not sure what the conditions are going to be like there on Saturday, given the recent bad weather we've been having. I did expect Porthmadog to go on a little bit of a run after getting their first win. And since then, they've had a win and a draw at Llanfair, and then in the week, picked up a goalless draw against Penryn Cork, which is another good result. This is going to be a tough test. Llanberis are a physical side. They're more than capable of beating anyone in the Welsh Alliance One on their day, and they've showed that over the last couple of seasons now, although they've been a little bit inconsistent and have taken a hiding here and there when things aren't really going their way. They've got a lot of tools in their arsenal to cause problems, especially to a team like Porthmadog, who like to get it down, like to play. So they're going to have to stand up and be counted as well. Otherwise, they could see themselves out of the competition.
Flint Town United, four crosses. Is this where the banana skin lies?
I know Flint have been absolutely flying. Another fantastic result in midweek against Rhythm Town. They're at home, which is a big advantage for them. But four crosses, they've got nothing to lose. No one's expecting them to do anything. They've been in okay form. So it's just a case of them getting the most out of the experience as they can. And in a cup game like this, if they can get a goal and go ahead, then who knows what can happen. I mean, all it takes is a goal to sort of boost confidence, get that tempo up just that tiny bit more. I'd be surprised if Flint didn't run out winners, especially the way they're playing going forward at the minute. I know Mark Cadwallader got player of the month, and deservedly so, in my opinion, as I said last week. Another really, really fascinating tie. But I'd expect Flint to get away with a place in the second round.
Now, one team, of course, that will be making history is 1876 Bangor. They've certainly not played at this level before. First round, first time in the JD Welsh Cup. Now, let's hear from Ewan Williams first, and then I'll get Dean's thoughts on their game.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to our Welsh Cup game against Penacae at home on Saturday. You know, we're the underdogs again, like we have been in games against the likes of Penacae and Pwllheli, but we're not afraid of anyone. You know, we've got a great squad, you know, a mixture of youth and experience. You know, you look at myself, Mike Johnston, Les Davis and Jamie Petrie, and then obviously the young lads that have come in have done fantastically well. You know, but credit goes to our management team of Mel Jones and Dylan Williams for knitting everything together. You know, we've got a great board behind us, and obviously the fans. You know, the fans have been absolutely tremendous, following us in their hundreds. And I'm sure there'll be a fair few there on Saturday, and hopefully we can repay them by getting another win and progressing to the next round.
Newly formed team, obviously riding on the crest of a wave, won every competitive match so far, making a bit of a mockery of the Gwynedd League, to be honest with you. Whether they're going to drop a point on their way to a suspected title win or not remains to be seen. Hitting double digits or 7 and over on a consistent basis. Beating tier 3 sides, tier 2 sides and cups as well. So they're going to cause Penacae a lot of problems. It'd be interesting to see how they got on actually against the team a bit further away. I know Penacae are a really, really good outfit. They've got some strong players. They've got a good striker, experienced striker in Andrew Swarbrick, who used to play for Denby Town, Chirk as well. He'll cause some problems at the back. But like I say, most of this 1876 side, they should be playing in sort of Welsh Alliance 1, JD Cymru North, or even JD Cymru Premier in some cases. Obviously, Jamie Petrie, Les Davis, talented youngster, Dylan Summers-Jones. They're the firepower, and they've just been scoring for absolute fun as well. Dion Jones as well is another lively player in the final third. So they'll probably want to use their Treborth base to sort of pick up a big win. I know the fan base there were hoping for Bangor City, which would have been an absolutely pulsating tie, given sort of the bitterness that is still surrounding both clubs. But it's just a case of how far can Bangor 1876 go, really. I know they're getting huge crowds, hundreds of people there every week.
And there's a couple of Cymru North ties, of course, all Cymru North ties. Rhyl against Llangefni probably being the pick of them, Dean.
I've tried to sort of keep away from sort of all tier two games, but Rhyl's home clash with Llangefni is something that really stood out for me, given that I watched the game sort of early in the season between the two sides and how close it was despite the end score. Llangefni can go into the game in great confidence. I know they frustrated Prestatyn last week for long periods, although they didn't really look like they were going to get anything from the game, but they really, really gave Rhyl a good account earlier on in the season, frustrated them for long periods, looked really, really dangerous on the counter-attack as well. But this is a different real side. I mean, they're in good nick at the moment. Two good wins in the last week. So it's just a case of, can they frustrate real enough to keep it tight going into half-time? Because after the break, in their first fixture, Llangefni with a better team. So another interesting one. I'd expect Rhyl to progress, but it's going to be no cakewalk, and I think Eddie Rich and the boys there will be fully aware of what threat Llangefni possess.
Well, let's hear from Eddie Morris-Jones.
We were looking forward to the draw the other week, and it's a difficult game, yeah, but yeah, it's one that we've all set our eyes on, that we can, you know, want to go one step further this year, and I believe with the group of players we've got and the way we're currently playing, I think we'll go far, hopefully. They've got some really good players, and I think they put us under pressure a lot towards the end of the game. especially on our home pitch. You know, it's that big, and they use the whip well. So we'll be aware of them, and we'll know the standard and the quality they've got. So we'll be prepared. And it's one for the club, it's one for the fans. You know, it's a big cup, isn't it? You know, and it's respected throughout the leagues. You know, it's one that everyone wants to do well in.
A reminder to our friends who normally listen to the Cymru North podcast, Penry and Cork friends specifically, you've jumped ship for this podcast. We're talking about you in the JD Welsh Cup South podcast that we've done as a preview, because obviously you've been drawn in the South half of the draw this time around, and you've got Cardiff Corries, and we do absolutely talk about that on the South podcast. So have a listen to that if you want to know more about that. What about Holyhead Hotspurs? Off to Montgomery. Let's hear from Darren Garmey.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to the game. It'll be the first time we've played Montgomery, which would be good. I've been doing a little bit of digging about them from a few people I know down that way. We know they'll be a big, strong team. All the teams from Mid Wales are usually the same. Big, strong lads, honest lads, really hard-working. So we know it'll be a tough game. Everyone at the club, at the town, gets really excited with the Welsh Cup. We've had some really memorable games. Beating Bangor a few years ago, being the highlight. But of course, now we've got a former Bangor Welsh Cup winner, Chris Jones, leading the line now, so we'll be confident going into the game. Hopefully we can keep our good form going.
Brumbo travel to Gilsfield. Here's Phil Hudson, the Brumbo manager, speaking to Chris Parry.
We've proved in the past that if we bring our A game, we can more than match teams in the league above, which Gilsfield are. We know it's going to be a tough game, but if we go there and match them man for man and win our individual battles, I'm pretty certain that we can get a positive result and definitely cause them a few issues.
Who would you like in the next round if we get past Gilsfield?
Me personally, I'd like to get Connors Quay Nomads for the Holmes rivalry. Danny Holmes playing for Connors Quay Nomads and Tommy Holmes on our management team. It'd be a real spectacle if the two of them could pit wits against each other.
And what a scalp it would be for Coed Poeth United if they beat Gresford, who have been blowing hot and cold in the Cymru North in early season form. Does Carl Fenlon fancy his chances for an upset? You bet he does.
So far, we've played a few teams from a higher level and we've done really well against them. We seem to raise our game against them. Gresford are obviously two divisions higher, so we're expecting a very, very tough game and we will need to be at our best. I've known Stephen Halliwell, Gresford manager, a few years and he's done a cracking job last few seasons at Gresford, and I know he'll be up for this one. But we've got our strengths. We've got a good young lads coming through who really, really, really are making a name for themselves. Our danger man is probably Nathan Jones and Ollie Lewis. They're both available this weekend. The only miss that we've got is Matty Thomas, who's away on holiday. So we really are looking forward to it, and we love a challenge at Coed Poeth.
Prestatyn Sports hosting FC Queen's Park on Saturday. Let's hear from the Queen's Park Football Club manager, Dave Evans.
Prestatyn Sports are a team that we don't know a lot about, but from the research we have done, we know that for their league position is not a true reflection of their standing and that they are a well-organised outfit that will be tough to break down. Playing in the Welsh Cup is a special moment for our players, and we as a club haven't played many games past the first round proper. The fans all love an away day outside of Wrexham and we'll be hopeful of taking up to 100 travelling supporters. To be in the hat for the next round and having the chance of drawing one of the big boys back in Queen's Park is something that will push us all the way.
So, Mould Alex, step away from the relative comforts of league football and stepping to the unknown against Waterloo Rovers. A trip there. Here's Gary Austin's take on that.
It's a little bit of a trip into the unknown for us in terms of opposition. We don't know much about Waterloo Rovers. We've had them watched in their last cup game, so we know a little bit more. They've had an outstanding start in their league season, unbeaten, and a fantastic result for them in the last round of the Welsh Cup to beat Welshpool after obviously Welshpool beat them in the trophy. So to turn that result round is brilliant for them. So no doubt we go there, they're full of confidence, and we know it'll be a tough game. We're under no illusions about that. And we'll have to be at our very best if you want to progress to the next round.
And that's your lot. As I said, apologies to the clubs we've missed out. A lot of games going on around North Wales this weekend. Please do get to them if you can. We'll update this podcast as a preview in the next round. It's back to JD Cymru North action on the podcast scene in 7 days' time with Dean Jones. We'll be back. If you haven't heard us before, give us a go. We're on the Spotify. We're on the Apple Podcast. Just search for JD Cymru Premier News. And you'll find the Cymru North, Cymru South, and Cymru Premier podcast every week.